Thank you, Chairperson Rapporteur. It's my pleasure to speak on behalf of the IOE and to express my full alignment with the forthcoming comments of my USCIB colleague. First, and as has been the continuous position of the business community, the term victim should be removed from the text. We do not, to be very clear, suggest that individuals cannot be victims in this or in any other context. It is just that using the term victim in this draft is misleadingly counterproductive because it connotes an individual that has obtained that moniker through some adjudicative process. We're here to determine whether it might be appropriate to institute such an adjudicative process and, if so, negotiating the parameters of this process so that individuals might well be characterized as a victim. A draft treaty that is rife with the term victim defies this undertaking, and it defies consensus. Second, and to the continued and unfortunately vague scope of the proposed treaty, the drafters have sought to extend the proposed scope of the treaty beyond internationally recognized human rights per UNGP 12 to now simply human rights and, more quizzically, fundamental freedoms. After 10 years of discussions on this issue, we seem to be moving backwards. What exactly is the difference between a fundamental freedom and an internationally recognized human right? And what meaningful purpose does expanding the scope of this treaty at this stage of the proceeding really serve? What exactly is the meaning of environmental rights, which are now included in Article 5.2? We remain without answers, and with respect to environmental rights, the subject continues to lack international consensus. Third and finally, we believe Article 5.2 should also recognize that business is an essential element of the promotion of human rights, and therefore states' parties should take adequate and effective measures to provide support and guidance to business as laid down in UNGP 3C. I thank you.